It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let us begin today's show with headlines, and Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Tua Tagovailoa is speaking to the media. I think he just got
wrapped
up.
You're talking about the NFL's leading passer?
I am. Did have the most passing yards in week one, baby. Somebody commented on one of our YouTube posts, Hawk, like, glad we got the win, and just us reacting to it yesterday, talking about Tua's performance. Somebody commented on the YouTube post, and they're like, okay, but if you take away his 80-yard pass and then the one other pass,
he only threw
for 190. Yep. It's like, hey, you can't just take away his completions to his number one wide receiver. Like, how does that make sense?
I saw a great post. Who's that guy? Is it Alfredo Ortega?
Yeah.
He tweeted out, if you take away all of Tua's completions on Sunday, he had no completions. Something along those lines. Yeah, you know, by the way, I don't mind doing that once in a while if the rushing game was able to muster 6 yards, except in the fourth quarter when the defense is in a prevent defense, somebody breaks one for 61 yards. I don't have a problem in that situation going, hey, you know what? If you take away that junk time 61-yard gallop, they really were unable to move the ball. But you can't do that with that. I mean, that's what the offense is predicated on. Like, not just long throws, but also yak. So, yeah, silly, infuriating.
Alfredo Arteaga, who is an excellent follow on Twitter, by the way, from the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast. If you take away Tua's 23 completions, he was 0-14. Terrible performance.
Yeah. And he's not wrong.
No, I mean, that's the Ryan Tannehill thing for years. But we had, like, a large enough sample size. Garbage time, Tanny was going to rack up some yards. Like, that's what he did. He was just,
and it happens.
Yes, he was mediocre throughout the first 3.5 quarters. Dolphins were down 3 scores. He'd come in, put 2 drives together, and you'd lose by 9. And his numbers looked respectable. But yeah, he was just putting up numbers in garbage time. But it didn't happen in one game. Like, this was 4 years, 5 years worth of us being able to realize, Ryan Tannehill is just an okay quarterback.
Tannehill had very good numbers on Sunday. Now, if you want to pick it apart, but I could do that with any numbers. I mean, it's why the radio ratings, television ratings, like, you can always find something favorable or unfavorable if you're trying to tell a positive story or negative story. Like, you could do that with any kind of numbers. If you just look at the numbers in totality, like, they extended Tua, they extended Tyreek, they extended Jalen Waddle, they extended Mike McDaniel. Game one kind of paid dividends, in my opinion. Tua has the most yards passing in the NFL. You're 1-0. You were looking bad, but were able to make enough adjustments to come out of there with the dub. Like, yeah, I'm good with Sunday.
But, Hawk, The guy led the league in passing last year.
Didn't matter to anybody.
Right, but I'm saying, like, week one, he leads the league in passing in one game. You can't go, well, okay, but he had an 80-yard completion. Well, yeah, jackass, that's why he led the league in passing, because he makes those throws. So that's part of his weaponry. That's part of his offense. Just a weird thing people are doing. You guys call me the Tua hater on this show, but... like, I find myself having to defend this guy constantly on social media because people want to, like, really nitpick his games more than other guys. It's a weird thing.
Like,
that's happening.
For him, the yards only count if they're through the air. For every other quarterback, however you gain them. But with Tua, it has to be in the air.
Weird, man.
Get over yourselves.
Weird. With all that being said, maybe a couple less screen passes out to the flats. Okay, McDaniel? Just a couple less. Dolphins, they play Thursday versus the Buffalo Bills, 8:15 I'll get you some Tua sound. I think Tobin was able to cut it up for us. He just sent it to us. So we'll play some of that coming up later. I know he discusses a Tyreek Hill incident, and he also looks ahead to Thursday's matchup. As Hawk mentioned, Achan and Mostert both on the injury report, and there's no confirmation of whether either of those guys are good to go for Thursday. It doesn't mean they're not, by the way, just
right.
No confirmation.
It was Frank Smith was asked that today, and he was non-committal.
Yeah. What'd you think of Aaron Rodgers in his debut last night, Hawk?
Dude threw some dimes. I'm not certain that I believe in the Jets the way some people have been talking about them during the offseason. San Francisco's really good, though. But he certainly doesn't. I mean, he's not washed. Like, there was that free play. There was a penalty called. It was a free play. He's the king of that. He threw an absolute dime. I think it was to Alan Lazard.
Yeah.
Threw an absolute dime. Like, there were times where I was watching him, even on the first score that they made, which ended up in a run. But, yeah, he looked fine to me. But I'm not like right now, I still believe Miami and the Bills are the best two teams in the AFC East.
Hey, are there updated odds on the AFC East winner right now? Have the Dolphins moved it out? Because remember, they were third on pretty much every betting website. Buffalo won or New York won. And then the Dolphins were third.
I would doubt that one game moved it.
I think David Fironis summed it up excellent on Twitter last night. The Jets are ass, bro.
Let's see. AFC East division winner. Right now, Dolphins are the favorite at plus 165. Bills are plus 195. Jets plus 200. And the Patriots plus 2250. And they were plus 2500. So it came down to touch for them.
Okay. Dolphins win Thursday, though, Hawk. I would imagine there will be some movement in who the favorite in the AFC East is going to be.
Curious what Aronde and Appel think is going to happen on Thursday, because I am torn, man. I am torn.
All right, so the final score, 32-19 yesterday. Christian McCaffrey ended up not playing, but Jordan Mason is just the next guy in Kyle Shanahan's offense that looks like a superstar. So there you have it. They drafted a quarterback with the third overall pick. He's in Dallas backing up Dak Prescott. And they have Mr. Irrelevant, who's going to get the bag next year. Christian McCaffrey, they traded for him 2 seasons ago, was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year last year. He can't go week one. Don't worry about it. We've got an undrafted guy. He'll give you 147 yards and a touchdown.
System.
One other big note, the Steelers, according to Ian Rappaport, are planning to start Justin Fields on Sunday.
Pretty wild to me.
Once again.
Pretty wild to me. Russell Wilson, I kind of felt all offseason that Mike Tomlin was not into Russell Wilson, and now I think that's pretty evident.
The reason I'm surprised is because this is a game against the Broncos. So this would have been like perfect scenario, revenge game. Let's see what you got, Russ.
Yep.
He's going to stick with Justin Fields.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.